Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Maysoon. I have a new claimant on the line, Brittany Evans.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hello, Brittany.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
I did.
Okay. And you did not have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
I did not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with any cancers after using hair relaxer?
Yes, ovarian.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for yourself or for a loved one?
For myself.
And when were you diagnosed?
I'm sorry. I was trying to do my eyebrows while I was talking to you. I'm sorry. what did you ask?
When were you diagnosed?
Last year, 2023.
Do you remember what month?
Yes, in August.
Okay. And have you used hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay.
That's part of my culture.
Oh. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name or the facility?
The facility or the doctor? I'm sorry. Dr. Morris Bryant at Parkland Health.
That was Dr. Morris Bryant?
Bryant. Mm-hmm.
And then what was the facility?
Parkland Health.
Okay. And for that address, I have 5323 Harry Hines Boulevard.
It is 5200 Harry Hines Boulevard.
Okay, 5200.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you use hair relaxer for more than four times in a single year before you were diagnosed?
Yes. It was every 4 weeks.
Every 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know on average how many times per year you used it before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, about 4 weeks. So I guess about 11 to 12 times a year.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
And what is your date of birth?
9/14/88.
That was 9/14/88?
Correct.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Do you know of anyone else who was also affected after using hair relaxer?
No.
Okay. Right. And then what state were you using the hair relaxer in?
Texas.
Texas. And do you remember when you first started using hair relaxer?
I was about 7 years old, so I guess 1995.
And when did you stop?
Last year. I didn't, when I was younger, like as a kid, you know, you can't really perm a kid's hair that often, but as I got older, that's when it was every 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, don't growl at me. No.
So would you say that you used hair relaxer for 28 years consecutively?
Yeah.
And then for the treatment, was it in a salon or at home or both?
It was pretty much both, I guess. It wasn't only one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for the times that you were doing it at home, do you remember where you purchased the product from?
A beauty supply store.
And do you know any of the salon names where you were going?
Oh, I do not. This is years ago.
Okay, that's okay. Do you remember the brand name products you were using?
Yes, Dark and Lovely and Motion.
Motion, okay.
Yeah.
And did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer?
No, it was last year. I had started noticing, like I started getting migraines. I started getting like bloating in the abdomen. I had weight issues. I had irregular and painful periods. So that's how that happened.
Oh wow. Oh gosh. So you were using hair relaxer for a few years, or at least more than 2 years before you were officially diagnosed?
It was more than 2 years before I was diagnosed, yes.
And did you receive any treatment for your diagnosis?
Yes, I had some blood tests, blood work done. My urine, of course, ultrasound, biopsy. I had some work done as well at Parkland, which was the chemotherapy, partial hysterectomy, and some meds.
Okay. You said chemotherapy, a partial hysterectomy, and some pain medication?
Mm-hmm.
And that was at the same facility, the 5200 Harry Hines?
Correct.
Was it the same doctor?
Correct.
Okay. Right. And then do you remember your treatment date?
First of all, looking at paper 3. It was like at the end. It was the end of August.
End of August, around the 20th.
It was like the end of August, like going into September. So it was like around the 30th, 31st.
Okay.
Hey. Why are you growling?
Right. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled B-R-I-T-T-A-N-I.
Correct.
Last name E-V-A-N-S.
Correct.
And what is your email address?
It's BrittanyEvans45@gmail.com.
And then your main cell phone number?
757-996-2953.
Thank you. And your social? 6300073785. Okay. And then what is your current home address?
5225 Maple Avenue, apartment 3102, Dallas, Texas, 75235.
That was apartment 3102?
Mm-hmm. And it's 5225 Maple Avenue, Dallas, Texas.
Okay, thank you. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't, but the hospital does.
Okay. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
No, not discussing my medical. No. That's fine. I'll be available.
Okay.
And then you gotta wait. I can do my eyebrow.
And have you used DocuSign before?
DocuSign, I have.
Okay, perfect. Then I just sent over the documents to you. You should receive it as a text link and to your email, whichever one you prefer to open up.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent that over.
Is it from my Zoom?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. And then while you're looking over that, I'm also going to send you a text for my direct line just so you have my number.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, it's done.
Okay, thank you. And then I sent you that text for my direct line. So the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information, and they'll tell you the next steps. But I sent you their number as well in case you wanted to reach out to either one of us.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.